Hello everybody, Liz and Ethan here, and today I am back and we are doing another not playing, actively not playing thing.
I'm actually playing Hearthstone right now, but yeah, we're not playing together, I
True
suppose.
Dedication. We are doing another...
What's this called again?
Probably news, something like that.
Probably, yeah.
Pun already. Oh, off to a fantastic start. So, how are you, David?
I am rather fantastic today. I've been doing a lot of revision for our gusses. I've been working hard, playing video games, been live streaming a lot. You're dead, by the way. You joined the first stream of XCOM.
This is XCOM. Yep. What is your favourite food? Hello, listeners. I'm talking to you, and you alone. Today, secret word, special find it challenge, is banana. Let's see if David can get the word banana from a random selection of questions I make up on the spot. So, let's go.
I like good pasta, like macaroni cheese is up there, tuna pasta, carbonara, oh gorgeous. Pizza's up there too, because I'm human. Cough, cough, Matthew. Anyway, yeah.
Okay, right. Sorry, that was just a quick question to see if you're a good guest or not. You didn't pass. Just go straight into it then. Wow, my ears. That was so good.
Jesus Christ. Sam, I think you made me deaf again.
Yeah.
For anyone who doesn't
know, that didn't make you deaf. I bet the transition music did, because it was so brilliant.
My headset, horribly broken, and I'm fairly sure transition music sort of pulsing through it is actually pushing it away. I am pushing it even more.
Yes.
That's how it works. Science. Because you know music's all vibrations. Loud music isn't just a vibration, it's actually a movement. See, if I was to make my phone play music loud enough, it would just slam over there, hit me in the face.
And that's why people do headbanging at silent discos, is because their music is so loud.
So my head's being knocked back by the force.
I can't. Help,
I'm trying. We've got our next.
Here's my new story. You ready?
And news story number one.
Man pushing shopping cart full of meat is arrested.
Was this like human meat? Was this like dog meat?
Sure it wasn't his meat.
we do have some sophisticated humor.
The news article says...
What was it?
It's in Seattle on May the 30th. So, okay, this is today.
It's May the 31st, Sam.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, it's yesterday, yes. And a police officer saw a man pushing a shopping cart full of meat down the Seattle South Street in the middle of the night.
It's a common crime. I mean, do you remember the Mito course where...
During questioning, he said he was going to take the meat to his friend's house. And
he's bringing the sausage!
He's presumably facts, he's American, went for a super NCIS investigation... it was actually because the man has actually stolen 13 packages of meat.
Right, he's stolen it.
Yeah, there were ribs and steak as well.
So. Right, no. How do you get away with that?
Well, obviously pushing it in a shopping cart down the street.
So he sort of walks in there. So like, excuse me, mate, can I have some? Can I have some of that meat? And he's like,
So this meat, guess how much it weighed?
69.
1,000 pounds.
69 units.
No, it was $263, which is approximately £10. So the store employees had to discard it because it had been removed from the store.
Sam, how much does it weigh? $263.
$263 worth of meat. I don't know because
How much does it weigh?
No, I said how much did it cost.
No, you said how much.
I definitely said how much did it weigh. Yes.
We'll find out in post. We'll know in post.
Well, I mean, I already know. I made a mistake. Okay, so, I've just clicked on advert. Ugh. I'll answer your question earlier. How did he steal it? I presume he just got it off a shelf, put it in his trolley, and ran away. In the style of Shopping Cart Hero, and that prompts the question. Does gaming promote all forms of...
These violent video games, yeah. Like Shopping Cart Hero, are promoting violence among our youths.
Brutal.
I suggest that all shopping cart related video games are banned as of next week, and all meat related video games are equally banned.
And all games that involve videos are banned.
Yeah.
Videos involve games are banned.
Yep. Hopscotch, get out of here!
That's too technologically advanced for my liking.
Two hopscotch for me.
Two hopscotch for you. That's going to be the type of the episode.
I have two hopscotches for you.
Two hopscotch for you.
Anyway, so this man was arrested playing hopscotch, or...?
No, that's a completely different story. It probably exists. He's probably doing it on a
phone. Yeah, that's probably a man who's been... And allow me to Google it. And a man arrested for...
Let me just report...
Everything.
Listen to some
playing...
elevator music while you wait.
Okay, one arm... And
right.
I found a better article here. A one-armed man has been arrested for clapping.
Wow.
Headline, after the Belarusian detective Alex Lukashenko passed along making it illegal to clap because distance you were using a plausible form of closest.
Brilliant.
Good. Do you reckon he must have been
so
stumped?
You should read the headline again because you broke up there.
This isn't even my article. This is just for one-armed man arrested in Belarus for clapping.
Oh, the infamous Belarus. Or is that Belarus? We never know.
We'll never know.
But if you do want to find out... Oh, I didn't start my watch. Oh, well.
Oh, bother. Are you...
I have now.
Have you got any further notes on this shopping cart fiend?
Moral of the story, don't shop with carts, shop with trolleys, because that's what they're called.
That is a quote I can shape my life around.
I'll tell you what else you can shape your life around. A pole, because you're a pole, darling.
Oh. Where's my nearest pole? What? Anyway, yes. That was quite the transition. Anyway, it's time for my article, and this article is this is quite close to my heart. So I would advise.
Oh, this is quite.
No, I just forgot what it was. The cow slurry fetishist David Truscott given jail term.
Okay, if anyone was going to be a cow slurry fetishist, it was going to be a man whose surname was Truscott.
No.
Truscott. Oh, cow chick.
This man.
From Quincy.
This man, he evidently quite likes a good bit of cow slurry. Maybe he likes to slip and slide. We'll never know.
Wow.
But what we do know is he's a sicko, and a very funny sicko at that.
I mean, if you're going to be a sicko, at least be funny.
Yeah, goddammit. Sickos these days have no sense of humour. So, David Truscott, 44, repeatedly rolled around naked in cow slurry and developed an obsession with a farm in Redruth, Cornwall.
Developing an obsession with a farm?
it just fulfills all my needs!
He's going to be in the thumbnail.
Yeah, he's quite mad. Anyway, so, as anyone would do in his situation, he managed properties. Are you going to get us around a cow, Larry? Could you stop that, please? Children saw you.
What did you say? Sorry, your call broke up again. Did you say, as any normal person would do, he would damage property and then threaten to kill families?
Yeah, that is honestly what I feel...
any normal person would do.
Yeah, you know, much like, well, maybe just likes cow slurry. Yeah.
I mean, I love cow slurry. And actually,
my Sam,
is David, so my second name is
Chester. We have a local police officer who'd like to have a quick chat with you, Sam. Is that okay?
No, don't let them. They've got on to me.
It's these cow slurries!
How long was he in prison for? Because he was...
Oh, he's still in prison. He's got like 5 years on it. It's not nice. Lesson, kids.
Says in the article, it says, jailed in 2005, 2009, and 2011.
Yeah, I think
repeatedly set fire to their shed, tractor, enclosures, and hay, killing a calf in one blaze.
Not just any tractor enclosure. He had the
nerve to do it in a shed tractor enclosure. A shed. I thought I could trust him. You know, they say, you're only really no man once you've shared a tractor enclosure with him.
I've been proven wrong. I thought I knew David Truscott.
Brilliant.
But then the tractor incident happened, and he sort of looks up into the sunset, and he's just sort of like, do you know what it does to a man to roll around in coleslaw naked with knob everywhere?
With knob everywhere?
With his knob everywhere.
Oh, I was going to say, hello, I'm Knob.
Jesus Christ, Knob, calm it down, you're everywhere. Ugh, aren't you so sick of Knob?
He's the best thing is, this is like the top article for BBC Cornwall.
It's their claim to fame. You know that man that goes Knob out and rolled around in a... He's from here. Come poke him in jail. You got your pointy sticks. You chuck some cow slurry on him. Oh, God, don't bring kids.
There are other related articles. Have you seen this? Like, I'll post them in the docs.
I haven't seen related articles for the man who rolled around in cow slurry.
Here are some related articles.
I've got them. Slurry man held for psychiatric test. Oh, no, this is just him admitting it. David Truscott, you silly boy. I wonder if he's got a Wikipedia article yet. David
Truscott, big boy Truscott.
He's got some lovely images of him. Slurry sex pervert. Mucky pervert.
David
Appreciation Society.
Oh, I'm not sure if two hopscotch for you or mucky pervert is the best article for the thing.
No, but David Truscott CC Appreciation Society on Facebook has 27 likes.
It's got Appreciation Society. I'll tell you something he appreciates. Rolling cow manure.
No, have a look at this, Sam.
Do it in the doc.
I'll have a link, Sam, while I read it to you guys.
No, put it in the show notes, because I'm just on it all the time.
I don't think it's him, but it's just, love it when the muck gets all wet and running like this. It's a picture of naked men walking through a field. Truscott.
Oh, he's let himself go.
He has let himself go. Jesus.
I like the picture. Sunday's just let me dwell in my
Ladies, do you like a man who can handle himself, who will get all dirty with you? David Truscott.
Truscott is your man.
David Truscott, give him a call. David Truscott, at least he's not a paedophile. David Truscott,
well,
he's pretty
cool. I wouldn't jump to conclusions about the paedophilia, David. Because you all know, things can escalate quickly when cow slurry is involved.
Sorry. Did you just interrupt the David Truscott theme song?
Sorry.
Let's start again, everyone. Sing along. David Truscott, he's a dirty pig.
David Truscott.
He's running around cow shit. David Truscott, he's got a problem.
David Truscott.
He's going to shank your nan.
He's going to shag your nan or shank your nan.
He's going to shank your nan.
Probably shanks cows as well.
David Truscott, he also shanks cows.
He's like the Cornish version of every Welsh person.
David Truscott, he likes cows. David Truscott also... He's a bit messed up.
He's a bit...
David Truscott doesn't have a wife and kids. David Truscott, that's no surprise.
David Truscott, calf killer, 2047.
David Truscott. Sam!
Yes.
But David Truscott...
You just said David Truss and then exploded.
Mr. Truscott, what are you doing today, is it? So the cow, you still stroke it. Don't worry, little Timmy. Daisy's.
What, is the cow little Timmy, or is the boy little Timmy?
Little Timmy. The cow is Daisy, Mr. Truscott. No, it's a ITV crime drama starring Mr. Truscott as... David Truscott. So him, he sort of puts on a fedora and looks at a cow having a shit.
Licks his lips, like, puts on sunglasses, and looks like...
It says, starring Daisy. It sort of zooms past the cow being milked, like, starring Daisy. As Daisy. But sort of a little child who sort of opens a door and walks in on him having shit, watching a cow have a shit. It's like, starring little Timmy. That's little Timmy. And it sort of zooms out. Just goes... David Truscott, a man without boundaries.
he's just looking through a newspaper with him on the headline. We're just with like two holes in the newspaper.
No, for sort of him, it sort of cuts to a shot of him sort of walking out of the barn covered in shit. And little Timmy's just watching and says, at least he's not a paedophile. If it was the BBC, a couple of years later we'd discover that David Truscott...
Also likes his calves. Okay, also, talking about calves, what else do you find on a farm? maybe in a hot country that's not slaves.
I don't know. What do you find in a hot country?
Malaria.
Oh, that's malarious.
Next thing. Okay, that was spectacular, I have to say. Yeah. Okay, so my thing.
Yep.
Right, here we go. Let's just open the link.
That's just.
So, just a quick one. What do you think would warrant an aircraft making a emergency landing?
Someone dying? Someone about to die?
What about dog having a poo in an airplane aisle? Yeah, probably not. No. So, this one is from the Metro.
You're not joking, you?
Pardon?
You're not joking, are you?
No. This is from the Metro. Dog forces emergency landing by pooing in aeroplane aisle. Man documents entire thing episode on Twitter.
Oh, fantastic.
So, a bit of live tweeting going on. I suppose you could say this flight really is the dog's balls. Hey!
Right, so... Hang on, here's my question. If there's a plane, don't they tend to put the dog in the hold?
Like, they don't yeah, it should be in a box, but no, it's just like wandering around. It's on...
Shake up a bit. Woo! Fido, shut up!
It is on US Airways, so, you know, they've got a dog poo cleaning crew. So, I mean, what a job, to be honest, to be a flight attendant and be walking along. Would you like some nuts, sir? Would you like... No, I'd like some wet wipes to clear up the poo on the floor, please.
So a dog's not taking a... Excuse me, sir. The bathroom's just a woof. He's talking to me rather aggressive. Sure, of course. Help, we're being hijacked! There's a dog on here!
Dog hijack.
He aggressively barks at me, and he's got a metal collar.
And his name is Jack, so every time you say, we're being hijacked, he just, like, hypes up, and, like, and, like, everything goes, like, oh, it's mental.
Max, calm down! He has an accomplice! He's being told to calm down, but it's not working.
It's a Jack Russell.
No, because if you spook a dog, it would just start running around like crazy. It's like it just sort of start running through,
Can dogs swallow? That's a stupid question, isn't it? Because they can. Because I was wondering how they would deal with,
You're wondering how you're going to spend your weekend.
Now I just thought about what I just said, yeah.
Yeah. Man. I've got...
You're breaking up, sorry.
On an and a man called... David. No, Tavid Druscott had an idea.
Tavid Druscott. Oh,
Tavid Druscott.
So, what, is this like a relative, I think, maybe?
No, it's a completely different last name. Where'd you get that idea from, Sam? Tavid Druscott sort of said, you know what?
He was on the flight.
He's got a friend called David Druscott.
Thought he'd get in on the action, but wanted to be a bit of a hipster, so used another substance.
He said he's got a fetish, and he's always thought his friend was a bit ridiculous for good reason. And he figured, you know what, I'll give it a try. So he sort of stood up, man, and said, so you're not really supposed to stand up for me? He said, don't worry, I know what I'm doing.
He's like, oh, okay, I'll have a light.
He sort of rips off his chest. Like, sir, what are you doing? And he sort of starts to take off his trousers, kiss the cock out. He's like, sir, you're right next to my face, sir. He says, don't worry, this is
I'm with the one I love.
And she sort of runs up, kicks the dog out of the way. She's like, oh god, is this man going to have sex with a dog? No. Kicks the dog out of the way. Pardon the object. Sort of lies down. Sort of starts rolling around it. Dog sort of squealing.
So he's not molesting the dog, or is it just a dog poo?
No, it's not molesting the dog. The dog's just watching his precious baby.
His precious baby. His brown baby.
The brown baby.
Okay, so let's play a quick guess the person game. Oh, are you on the article or not?
Which article?
The dog forces, the one that I'm reading.
Yes, I'm on it.
Okay, no, you shouldn't be. What is the name of the man who live tweeted it all?
Well, I can see it now, so...
Oh, well, that's no fun. It was
a man named Liscor.
Closer. Have another go.
I'm really not sure. I mean, it says Karis.
Right, yeah, it was David Truscott. No. So it had to land because it was making people sick. So there you go. Not altitude sickness, dog sickness. What other items might make a dog sick, David? Other than airplanes?
Isn't it?
Pardon? What food? Yeah, but healthy food would make a dog sick. What would you...
If I had to make a dog vomit, I would do a zucchini because it would be funny as hell for it to shit it out.
Okay, and on that note, next article.
Transition time, go!
Wow. Okay. I'm a sucker for that music. And I know you're a sucker for something else, but that's not appropriate for now.
Okay, this is my article, which is it's a tablet to dogs. Naked man hit by car after dodging traffic and pretending to be a dog.
Oh yeah, nice cohesion created there.
Now, I don't know about you guys, but we have the youngest kids in our school. For some reason, they play chicken with traffic. Stupid. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah, they actually do. They're retarded.
It's quite depressing. But this man has taken it one step further. He's pretended to be a dog. He's got his special costume. He's taken a shit in a man named David Druscott's rolled around. No. Police have appealed to the public to help him identify a man who has run over after a busy road in just his socks.
No surprise he was run over if he was in just his socks. I mean, he probably fell over.
Socks on the road.
Is he wearing mascara in that picture?
No, I think he's got black eye.
Oh. It looks like he's wearing heavy mascara. Or
very possibly. The man was taken to hospital in Brno.
Oh, yeah, Brno.
Brno.
Is that a place? It's in the Czech Republic. It probably is. That man?
After being knocked out by a driver, he's not seen him because he was on all fours and weaving in and out of moving traffic. It's pretty impressive.
I don't know who that man is, David.
Is it David Druscott?
No, it's Mavid Druscott. He doesn't like dog poo, but he does like dogs, so he's like a distant cousin.
He's a dog. He lifted up his leg to a wee on the car as it pulled to a stop and barked at the owner.
He got run over.
Barked out when he got to the car. So he literally went up to a car. Hey mate, what are you doing against my car? You better be stealing it. He sort of lifts up his leg. He's doing a bit of yoga. Jesus Christ, that's not yoga. It's flopping everywhere. Oh no! Oh, come on, that's my car. Come on, guy, please. What? Animal control!
When he is fat, apparently he was whimpering like a dog, so... I can't do it, but yeah, that's what it'd be like. What do you think they gave him in hospital? What healthy fruit do you think they gave him in hospital to make him feel better?
Zucchini.
No. Is that a fruit? What is a zucchini? I thought it was like a mankini.
It's like a cucumber, but it's...
What? I'll just Google it.
Like a cucumber. That's all I'm going to say about it. It's like a cucumber.
It's a courgette, David.
No. Zucchini.
No, it's exactly the same. I'm looking on Wikipedia and it says zucchini or courgette. And I'm pretty sure it's not because they don't know what it is. Is this a zucchini or is it a courgette?
I swear they're the same thing.
Yeah, they are the same thing. It's just courgette is the right word and zucchini isn't.
Zucchini novel, a 1982 children's novel. Oh, this sounds exciting. The book contains a number of incorrect basic facts about ferrets, such as complaining they're herbivores. Jesus Christ, I'm sorry. The story concerns a young New York boy, Billy, and his pet ferret, Zucchini. People were not happy because it contained incorrect facts.
I mean, is anyone happy about having...
1982... No, American children's novels. Jesus. Wait, there's only 18. Oh, no, there's lots of them. Abduction! Abduction is about a 13-year-old girl named Bonnie who searches for her brother Matt and a dog Pookie who were abducted. They later find out it's their dad to abduct... That's depressing! A parent was disturbed by it when a child read it aloud. Because graphic language, and he used a descriptive account of a man aiming a gun at young girls.
Is this book just called Zucchini?
No, it's called Abduction.
Put it in the doc? Put it in the show notes?
Matt, a 6-year-old boy, is kidnapped by his father, Denny, who he's never met. Though he has always dreamed of meeting him, nothing that is the way he thought of it. And the father is only using Matt to impress his sister, who brags about his two well-raised sons. He's taken a dog, too, and dropped him off in the park. Matt's mother and sister tell the police and doing everything they can to stop him. They get both kidnapped. And he hits him in the face. That's horribly depressing, though. Jesus Christ.
I can't find it.
the link I just sent you
Abduction
on Skype.
Novel.
Yeah, I'm going through novel. Attack. Attack of the Smart Pies.
What other gems has Robin Cook written?
Jesus Christ, Americans.
He's 74, and he's not died yet. That's going well. He's Death pretty... Benefit, Cure.
Cat Who...
They sound like good books. I'm going to read some of this.
It's horribly depressing. Oh, man, we've got very off topic.
Oh. Wow.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
You suppose you could. Right, now, after this, we're going to do some new features, aren't we?
Yeah!
We do that. Woo! What shape would you say the moon is?
A sphere.
Incorrect.
No, an oval sphere.
Incorrect. What, not when it's, like, when it's a...
Yeah.
What is it when it, what is it when it's not a crescent?
I don't know.
Incorrect. Okay, so, let's go. New feature. Wow. I think David's jingle beforehand was almost so good that we could use it instead. But we're not going to. So, we're going to play a new game. It's called... UKIP or MEKIP. I
it's
actually
all started in real life.
I actually stole this idea off Alex Horn Breaks News, which is a brilliant podcast. You guys should listen to it too. But they're only going to do it once, and we're going to do it all the time. So, so you might want to take a little bit of a time. That the questions are in here, but I'll read them to you anyway, in the show notes. So, so UKIP or MEKIP? Some people were born to be slaves. Here's a little hint.
Okay, some people were born to... I'm saying, I think that's UKIP.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, that's good.
If ever you want a hint, you just ask me. Yeah,
okay.
And I'll give you one. You might want to lose a bit of weight. Oh, God. I've just scrolled off it. Okay, you might want to lose a bit of weight, especially the double chin, before you fill our TV screens again.
That's
UKIP or MEKIP?
That's MEKIP.
Do you want a hint?
No, it's MEKIP.
It's UKIP. You're wrong.
Hey Christ.
Yeah, that was said by a fat man, which was ironic.
Eric Pickles.
This is going to be really boring to non-American listeners, but it doesn't matter because there are no listeners anyway. okay, so here's another one. Women don't get to the top because there's something in the way. A baby.
That's me, Kip.
Do you want a hint?
No, I'm saying it's me, Kip.
You, Kip.
Jesus.
Women that don't clean behind the fridge are sluts. Is that UKIP or MEKIP?
That's got to be MEKIP.
That's UKIP as well. That's
Jesus!
A little hint there. Wake up to the fact that Islam is evil, and here's a little hint.
That's UKIP.
Yeah, it's UKIP. That was
so funny. Wait, those were all UKIP?
Yeah, actually, because I'm not that horrible a person.
Lovely. It's time for me to say my game. Let's just get some transition music going. Welcome to the game I'm calling Guess the Famous Politician.
One's going to be one that has to stay, I think.
I'm going to tell you a story involving politicians, possibly one, possibly more. So these are famous politicians, you might know. Politician X teaches Politician Y how to eat a bacon sandwich. Now, it's been quite famous, so I was surprised you hadn't heard of it.
I haven't heard of this.
Talk me through your thinking.
Okay, so I'm thinking they could be American.
They're not local, by the way. They're not local.
Could they be American?
I'm not going to comment on them.
Okay, they might be American, because bacon's quite a big thing.
You know them.
Who'd need teaching to eat a bacon sandwich? Probably
you know
Romney, because he's more like a canapé kind of guy. So I think he's Politician Y.
I'm 100% sure you know them.
I think Politician X is Vermin Supreme, because he's the kind of guy that knows how to eat a bacon sandwich.
And who do you think is Politician Y?
Mitt Romney, I just said.
Okay. You're wrong. First of all,
Romney?
No,
Obama.
I don't know why. I don't know why you think they were American, but they weren't. They were British.
Oh.
And for your information, it was. I'm gonna make sure I'm.
Tony Hawk.
No.
Okay, he's not a politician or British. I forget sometimes. I get mixed up. Nick Clegg teaches who? You're breaking up.
Oh.
Who are they?
Nick Clegg and Ed Miliband.
In that order, respectively?
Yeah, Nick Clegg teaches Ed Miliband.
What was the purpose of this?
Well, He was on like a live camera show and he ate a bacon sandwich and people were not happy.
Wow.
Yep. There was national uproar. We had riots on our streets for days. And like eventually, after Great Bacon Wars of 2014, it was won over that Ed Miliband cannot eat a bacon sandwich. And Nick Clegg actually does something good.
David, can you show me that you've learned from this and tell me how do you eat a bacon sandwich?
If I had a bacon sandwich, I'd already eaten it, but 5 minutes earlier. But my personal strategy with bacon sandwich is I cut it corner. So if I have bacon sandwich, I'll cut it corner to corner. I don't like straight lines. Corner to corner.
I'm a straight line kind of guy, to be honest.
And I've got corner to corner. I've got a brief bit of ketchup.
The problem with corner to corner, going back to that, is I also find it comes out of the sides, but when you've got when you go straight line, just dead center, I think it's just easier.
But corner to corner, bit of ketchup, not much, still taste of bacon. And then what you do is you sort of squish it. Do you do a thing with sandwiches where you sort of put your hand on it for a little bit? So it's really nice and squished and compressed.
Squish it down a bit. I like mine nice and fluffy.
Oh, no. I squish mine down. And then I just kind of... I start with the right corner. I take a bit of bite right corner.
Always the right corner. I usually go straight for the centre and get bacon.
I don't like starting in the centre.
And ketchup all around my face.
No, I start in the right corner.
Like a two-year-old.
Work my way through, and eventually there is no more bacon sandwich, and I am done.
Any etiquette around eating a bacon sandwich in public?
Don't be a wanker.
That's advice for life.
Advice for...
What other thing would you eat in public?
That's not a penis. People eat crisps in public and aren't quiet about it. Screw you.
What's your favourite non-existent flavour of crisps?
My favourite non-existent flavour of crisps.
That's also a milkshake flavour.
I would say my favourite flavour of crisps is normally like plain and like cheese.
Yeah, but they exist, baby. The question is, what is your favourite?
Build off that.
What is your favourite fruit flavoured milkshake existent type?
I don't actually like fruit-flavoured milkshakes. It's never real fruit. I like fruit smoothies, but not fruit milkshakes.
Fruit milkshakes are real fruit.
No. Like, strawberry milkshakes needs to be done well.
Okay,
banana...
fruit smoothie. What's your favourite type of fruit smoothie that should be a crisp flavour that isn't already that's a fruit?
Every single fruit. If I have a smoothie, I want every single kind. Even though
fruit,
I don't like...
I'm trying to get an answer out of you, but you're...
Jesus Christ. Jesus. I don't have to say, but I'm going to have to go... With banana, but not the crap.
Ding 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 ding.
Not the crap banana they use in sweets.
You got the right answer. Banana was the correct answer. And for that, you got the word I've been looking for this whole episode.
What?
Banana. Be trying to squeeze that out of you.
Really?
Yep. Trying to squeeze a banana out of you.
Okay.
You see? There you go. So you got it. Well done. There is no prize. But,
lovely.
But I just thought I'd see if you guys say banana. Cool. The prize is actually Yeah, no, there still isn't any prize. Okay, so, Nick Clegg teaches Ed Miliband how to eat a bacon sandwich. Next thing. Okay, so, now in honourable mention, David ruined the transition horribly.
No, we haven't said the honourable mentions yet, because I'm going to try and explain this, because I just had a really good idea, where you have to order yours. It's from 1 to 5, so just do that quickly now. So order yours from 1 to 5, from the best to worst. And then we both read out on number 1, we both read out on number 2, we both read out on number 3. And we have to decide which is the best, and we have to argue our case. So...
Okay.
So
this is like Street Fighter, but with news stories.
Yeah, so just got to order it. We'll do that very quickly. So, transition time.
No, we don't need another transition. I'll just cut this bit out. Or speed up. Oh, it's going to be sped up. That'd be so cool. Except I don't know how to use Audacity properly, so...
Okay.
Sorry.
Who's that guy?
Wow, I've done it now.
What? It's David Truscott. It's David Truscott. Who's that guy molesting that cow? Not David Truscott. Not David Truscott. Where is David Truscott? Oh, wow, I figured out where David Truscott is. He's actually rolling around that cow shit. That's pretty horrible. At least he's not a paedophile. David Truscott!
Wow. Okay, so, my first honourable mention is...
My number one.
No, my number one is lingerie fighting championships are just what they sound like.
I'm just gonna surrender, to be honest. No one
and
can
the,
that.
The article is literally just girls kicking each other wearing bikinis.
Oh yeah, I think that wins. Bikinis on lingerie, are they? Am I gonna show up? No, I'm actually okay. Mine was the man with warrant arrested after calling 911 to report himself missing. So just don't let that work through in your head. Oh damn it, I've robbed the bank. Wait, hang on. Where am I? Hello, police? You know that guy that's robbed the bank? It's me. I'm missing. What do you mean you're sending officers right now? If I actually called the police, then
no, he stole a sat-nav, didn't he? And then he got lost.
I don't know. I can't remember. Okay. Anyway, yeah, I think you win that one, so that's 1 point
to
Sam.
1 point to me. Oh, I need to be writing this down.
Okay. Number two, I'm going to start. The Indian court asked her whether a Hindu girl is dead or just meditating from the freezer where his body has been stored...
Since January.
So, he's an Indian guru. He's in a freezer.
Always Indian, the gurus.
Yeah. He's in, and some people think he's dead. Some people think he's just meditating. He's been there since January, and no one knows, and the court's not sure.
Because, of course, being a freezer doesn't actually kill you.
Kind of does, if you've been in there for, you know, 4 months.
Yeah, but, like... I mean, was this in February? He might have just been in there since January
no,
the 30th and got out on February like the 2nd or something. Could have just gone for a little bit of a hardcore dip. My honourable mention to parallel yours, but probably better. Libya, the troubled nation, apologises for detaining UN officer on suspicion of black magic. That's not a racist thing. It's just is. That's racist.
Well, so someone's like, literally, these weapons.
They go too fast when I shoot them, so you must be the black magic, so I keep you. This is like a UN officer as well, so they're like, they're really friendly guys.
Yeah, probably. So yeah, that's, I believe I've won that one, just not gonna lie.
You
Indian
would
guru.
Believe you, I would have to admit, I would have to, what is it, a consent defeat or something? Okay, obviously not consent, because that's what paedophiles don't want. And you are a paedophile. No, rapist. Sorry.
Right.
I get confused.
So you
right,
start with your number.
In Alabama, theft of urinal items stumps victims. Didn't read this news story, just saw the headline, saw urinal and thought be brilliant. So he's stealing stuff from urinal. Presumably a urinal, a filter, some taps.
Yeah, classic. Mine is the 89-year-old woman who fights off a sword-wielding robber with a bank club. Golf club. Because not enough robbers are doing it old school. They're like, oh, let's do it old school with our Tommy guns. No. This guy did it with a sword.
Yeah, I mean, it is pretty professional. But the best thing about this is, it was a granny, and she had a golf club to do it. So this is obviously a pretty bad sword fight, sword-wielding robber. In fact, maybe this was the sword-wielding robber that was apparently tasered... because he was carrying a katana that was actually just a blind stick.
Oh, very possibly, because that was like a 90-year-old woman. Everyone knows 89-year-old women can't see too well. Doris, is that you? Oh, God, I think it's an intruder. Let me just... Why would it be a taser? I'm sorry.
Okay,
sorry.
So you can get my taser. I'm going to go ahead and say you won that one, to be honest.
Yeah, 2-1 to me. Number four. Students denied diplomas after throwing graduation caps. You know, after graduate, sort of get your hat, you throw it up in the air, and
she had a blast.
A school said they can't do it. They did it anyway, and they're not getting their diplomas.
That's a bit harsh. Was this UK school?
I know, it was Moroccan.
Oh, well, there we go.
Morocco.
Look like they're all doomed to be bin men. And my story is, three children aged 8, 6, and 1. So not their combined age, but just. So there's 1-year-old that stole a car. their mother's car and crashed into a lamppost, and all of them died, except I just made that last bit up.
Okay.
None of them died.
I'm not going to lie, you've won that one. I can't even...
Yeah, I did win that one. And okay, finally,
now it's also play of number five.
Just come down to the wire. Teenager allegedly rubbed a gunpoint for snacks. So, okay, so this guy rubbed him with the gun.
Oh, God.
For some pop chips.
Okay,
For some chipsticks.
I mean, a Swedish school that's in trouble because they did a mural of a vagina.
Mural is like a painting, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, they sort of just painted a giant vagina on the wall.
Was it now, a girl's school?
No.
Co-ed.
So we're not actually going to announce who's won this one, because it's going to be up to you in the comments below, and it's going to be really awkward if none of you say it.
But which one? So just to clear that up, I've won, and...
No. Let's know in the comments. Swedish vaginas or Swedish vaginas or gunpoint snacks.
That's what I can say.
Let's know in the comments below. And now it's time to say goodbye.
Gunpoint. That is today's question. Would you rub yourself at gunpoint? And until next time, goodbye!
Bye, this has been Property News. You've been awesome. I've been David.
And he's been really gay.